Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Scott Jago. We also have John Hancock, Michael Kelly in the studio as they get ready to take over in just a few minutes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning. Is this like the shortest day of the year, right?
Tomorrow is. Tomorrow, so, winter begins at 3:20 in the morning.
See, so tomorrow. The wobble starts back the other way, John. It's going to be light later.
We're not in the winter yet?
Not till tomorrow.
Huh. Kind of feels like the winter out there.
It looks like it's going to be brisk.
Yeah.
How do they come up with these things? They just pick a day at random, and this is where
it's all random. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Earth.
Nothing scientific.
I think it's in like page 30 of the Bible. They say today's the day we decide.
You got four of those things. The seasons out there.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the shortest day of the year of sunlight. 9 hours and 20 something minutes.
Shortest day.
Well, I cannot wait.
They're all 24 hours, though. So.
Let's get some sunlight going.
Apparently, we're still in a continued season of political turmoil, though.
Yeah.
Both nationally and locally. I want to talk first about the whole issue of the St. Louis County prosecutor.
Right.
It's kind of the never-ending story right now. How is this going to work out so that we can get someone in office in the county?
How it's going to work out, I don't know. I can understand vividly how we got here, and John's going to accurately explain that the county executive just has a hard time getting along with people. I think the county executive is right in his argument. He is saying, hey, I get to make the appointment here, and there's precedent. Steve Aylman, the Republican county executive in St. Charles, got to make his appointment. The governor is now weighing in saying, I'm going to make my appointment. So Sam Page has a good argument. Hey, only Republicans get to do this stuff. Why am I left here doing it? And so now, as a result, we're sitting in court. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. Ultimately, I think a judge is going to make this call. And I think if I were a betting person today, I think the state will prevail, meaning the state of Missouri.
Yeah, because the state constitution gives the governor that authority. And I suspect that's how it's going to end up. Page here, his just utter inability to work well and play well with others is really coming. Those chickens are coming home to roost,
including allegations that he was pushing people, the woman who's temporarily in the prosecutor's position, to dig up dirt on political rivals.
Under oath at the county council the other day, she said that she was being pressured by the Page administration, I think is what she inferred, to dig up some stuff on an incoming member of the county council. Well, if that is the case, she said that publicly. If I'm the governor and this is my appointee, I think we need to know a little bit more about what's being alleged here. This wasn't just something said in passing. This was said under oath, and I'm surprised it hasn't gotten a little bit more of an examination, Scott.
And she has a good reputation. So both of these people
who are nominated, Ms. Smith and Court Van Ostrom, both of them are qualified and would be able to do this job.
All right, let's move to Washington, D.C.
All right.
It looks like we are headed for a shutdown. I want to know your thoughts, John, about what is happening right now, the dynamic with our president-elect, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk.
Well, I have long felt that the executive branch of our government has way exceeded the authority and power that the founders ever intended. And now you've got a situation where the executive branch, the incoming executive branch, is dictating to the Congress what they must or must not do. And I don't think that's healthy for the Republic.
Well, I mean, it appears as though we have a fourth branch government right now, which is the billionaire class, which is headed by Elon Musk right now. You know, one of the things Donald Trump said in his campaign for president is after the hurricanes that had happened, if you elect Joe Biden back to this office or Kamala Harris, they don't care about the South. This is red territory, and I will go and fight to make sure we bring this money and this relief package to you. They are, in fact, killing the relief package that would go to help the Carolinas and the South. So the president is, even before he has set foot into Washington, D.C., he has already disrupted this thing to the point where we may have a government shutdown tonight. And it's being driven by Elon Musk and himself. The Republicans are frustrated. And buckle up, guys, because this is going to be what it was 4 years ago. He's not even there yet, and he's already shutting down the government. This is what people have voted for.
38 Republicans voted against his bill, in quotes. So, John, as he takes office, I mean, what kind of turmoil is the Republican Party in terms of Congress?
Well, you've got a historically small majority in the House, and that's going to be very unwieldy. I think it's going to be they'll probably be able to pass a tax package through reconciliation, but I think this could be one of the least productive Congresses in modern history.
Great.
Fantastic. Well, Hancock and Kelly are next. What you got coming up on the show?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit politics like we do all the time. We've got Hancock and Kelly Potpourri, and we've got a couple of guests going to come in and talk to us.
Yeah, Tim Smith, Patriot Cleaning Services, fascinating story from his time in Iraq serving our country. And Ross Hostrich, who's going to tell us about what to look for investing in the coming year.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.